Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel. And today we're in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. It reads, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Now we've come full circle from verse 3. It's what's known as an inclusio in technical terms. The same reward is on offer, the kingdom. Now, being in God's kingdom sounds wonderful, but it does come with some challenges. This promise of the kingdom follows the beatitude about peacemaking, which reminds us that sometimes our efforts are not always appreciated. And why might that be? Well, someone said that persecution is simply a clash between two irreconcilable value systems. Persecuted believers are treated this way because they're determined to live as Jesus lived. And of course, he caused division, Matthew 10, 34 to 42, even if he did not desire it. The truth is that light and darkness cannot cohabit, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. However, let's make sure that we are persecuted because of righteousness, as it says in this verse, and not obnoxiousness. Have a look at 1 Peter chapter 3 and chapter 4 for references to that challenge. Persecution that is the result of folly or a lack of wisdom or overzealous behavior or self-righteousness cannot be justified by the use of Matthew 5 verse 10. Now, the hidden implication is that if there is no persecution, well, there is no righteousness. As somebody else said, genuine righteousness condemns people by implication. Small wonder that people lash out in retaliation. This isn't the same as being good or noble. The world does not persecute the good and the noble because they feel that they would like to be like them or that they could be like them. The world persecutes the righteous person because they do not want to be like them or they feel they cannot be like them. The righteous are different because they are different, not because they are trying to be, but because following Jesus just causes this. Jesus refers to this a lot himself in John 15, and Paul knew what he was talking about in this area in Philippians chapter 1 and 2 Timothy 3 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and a lot of the Old Testament examples like Abel and Moses and Daniel and Elijah and David and Jeremiah show us that if you're going to follow God, if you're going to be righteous in that sense, you are going to be persecuted. One rather sobering thought is that, of course, we have many churches in parts of the world where Christianity is not welcome, and they are persecuted. And in that situation, it's sobering that they don't really want to be comfortable. They don't want to be like the church in the, well, what we call the West. They ask for our prayers, but not so much that the oppression and the persecution will stop, but instead that they will simply stay faithful, even if it means death for the sake of Jesus Christ. This kind of attitude challenges those of us in more comfortable circumstances who fear persecution, and I include myself amongst that number. Jesus said we are blessed when persecuted. Do we desire it? If we desire the blessing, we have to be willing to accept the challenge. Now, this issue is so important that Jesus goes on to expand on it in the next few verses, so we'll look at that. It's quite interesting because he doesn't expand on any of the other Beatitudes, but he does on this one. So next time, we'll look at those verses. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.